Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. Let us begin this holy Eucharistic celebration in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. My brothers and sisters, today Jesus is calling each and every one of us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. So as we have gathered here as God's family, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to take part in this Holy Eucharist. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank
you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will that have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as you are, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, today Jesus is inviting each and every one of us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. If you want to find the most challenging, the most fundamental, the most difficult, and the most confounding passage in all the four Gospels, and today's Gospel might be the one. Why? Because here Jesus calls each and every one of us to pray for enemies and to pray for all the persecutors. Love them all. He says, if someone slaps you on your right cheek, show the other. If someone asks you for a shirt, give your coat as well as. Which is very difficult to follow, my dear brothers and sisters. And another countercultural is that what we said today, that is, love enemies and pray for all the persecutors. Now, let us take a moment to think about it in our own life. Now I invite you to close your eyes, all of you, and imagine and consider the people, all those who hurt in your life. There might be people who grumble at you, there might be people who gossip about you, and there might be people in your life who spread false rumors. rumors about you, and who judged you, and who bullied you. And now, consider your own friend who cheated you, and your own colleague who broke the confidence. And all these might be brothers and sisters. We always carry with all this in our heart. We don't even forgive any one of them. But now today, Jesus is asking every one of us to forgive all of them, which is very difficult, which is very radically Christian. Once it happened, Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, it was the beginning of when she started the missionaries of charity, when she started to bring the people, maybe the unwanted children and abandoned children, the homeless, the sick, all that. But she was finding difficult to maintain all of them. What she's done, she was going around asking and begging for alms. One day, it happened, she went to a shop, which is a big mall. The owner of the shop was sitting in his chair, and mother, she gently approached him and opened her arm and stretched out her arm and asked for some help, saying that, give something to feed my children. You know what he did? That man, he was chewing some leaves with a kind of some ingredients in that. When he chews that leaves, it becomes red in his mouth, and he was having pleasure in that. As soon as he saw mother was there asking for something, begging for something, he got up from his chair and he went close to her and he spat in her arm. Imagine, if we would have been there in her place, what we do? We just immediately react and we slap him or do something or we use bad words. Imagine. But now, Mother Teresa, a gentle lady, she said, thank you for this. This is for me. I take it. And she took, and now she stretched another hand. And as I said, I have my children to feed. Please help them, she was asking. You know what happened? This man, until that moment, he was so proud, but now he himself came out and he just fell at the foot of mother and asked for forgiveness. See the changes, what we do and what the reaction we get from the people. When Mother Teresa did that act, when she forgave him, and see, he changed his life. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, that's what Jesus is asking each and every one of us today. At the last days and last moments of his life, Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross, when the enemies were surrounded him, and the enemies were grumbling, even the enemies, the soldiers were grumbling for his clothes, and there were people looking at him, but now Jesus, he was hanging on the cross, and his final words were only, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. That's the perfection, my dear brothers and sisters. That's what Jesus is asking today, each and every one of us. Forgive them, all those who hurt you. Forgive them, all those who are misbehaved you and all those who did wrong with you and everything. But today, you come with good and plain heart, a pure heart, and receive me. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, it is very difficult to change, but it is also possible. And Jesus has showed us the way to follow, to reach the perfection. When we love Jesus, the love itself has the forgiveness, and that Jesus says, be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Be merciful as our Heavenly Father is merciful. And we eventually become the imitators of Christ and the imitators of God. So thus we become the real children of God, and we attain and we achieve the real perfection of God. Then we become the real Christians, and we become the real children of our Lord Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters. Today, as we are taking part in this Holy Eucharist, let us ask the Lord to give us grace to achieve the perfection which our Lord Jesus is asking each and every one of us, so that we might follow Him thoroughly and we might follow in His example, taking Him as a model and example in our life, and achieve the perfection which He wants from us. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we may experience the effects of the salvation which is pledged to us by these mysteries, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks.